From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy.
Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Dr. Rhett Brown, the president of Wingate University. Welcome, Rhett.
Hi there. Thanks for having me, Abby.
Of course. You know, when we spoke with you for our Invest Charlotte publication, you spoke about having 1,750 students living on campus this past fall, but having fewer in spring as you try to de-densify the campus for potential quarantining. While the transformation is ultimately a benefit for increasing health and safety amongst your students, how have they and the parents responded to this decision to limit on-campus housing?
Good question. For us, at least, it helps that the fall semester to spring semester enrollment naturally goes down. We have a fair number of students who will graduate in December. So they will have graduated in December in the fall and so won't be with us when we return in the spring. We have a handful of students that will regularly transfer. And I think because almost 50% of our undergraduate classes are entirely online because of COVID. We had some students that if their schedule warranted their ability to stay home, they decided to do that. So we were able to, I think we're in the 1500 range. And so what we did with the attrition, we had to move some people around to create better, more effective quarantine and isolation spaces. And while students and families can get a bit grumpy about that, they know that we're doing the best we can to preserve the student experience. And so they've all been good sports about it and worked with us. So we're fortunate that way.
It's good to hear. What have been the most glaring challenges to try and create safer on-campus classrooms, housing, a safer environment overall?
Well, we're all social creatures to begin with, and nobody more so than college students. And ours is a residential model, so I think just our model itself and who our students are and what they hope to experience at this time in their life has been the greatest challenge. I think we're all suffering from a bit of coronavirus fatigue, but if we can, you know, if we can wear our mask, if we can follow the protocols, if we can keep as much distance as possible, wash our hands frequently, be outside when we can, open the windows. We're doing all that we can and combining that with frequent testing and tracing. And so it's just hard. You know, everybody's struggling with the same thing, no matter the industry or the sector. And I think it's just a challenge with any group, but most everybody's had a good spirit and realized what's at stake. So everybody has had a good attitude and done their part.
Wingate University put revising their strategic plan on pause for a year due to the ramp up in efforts to tackle COVID-19. When the university does revisit the strategic plan, what will be some of the transformations to the plan to better the school for the long-term future?
I think like everyone else, you know, diversity and equity inclusion issues are preeminent for us right now. And so we're redoubling our efforts in that space to ensure educational equity for all students that we serve and to take care of our employees and our partners in the right way as well. So I'm sure that a renewed effort in the DEI space will be a part of our ongoing plans. People in the area will know that the Monroe Expressway connecting Charlotte to our part of the region was completed a number of years ago. And as a result, we bought a lot of land that we have the opportunity to do some economic development with the County Economic Development Organization and our town government. So that will be a part of some upcoming planning. And then, you know, to keep the student experience at the center of what we do. And for us, that's both success how we measure student success in small ways and in outcomes once they leave us, and then also in their satisfaction. You know, we ask students who graduate in a poll that we do, we ask them, if you had it to do all over again, would you choose Wingate again? And until we can get that number to 100%, we always have some room for improvement there.
Over the last year, how has technology permanently transformed and changed higher education? And how do you believe that these technological transformations will better prepare students for today's more and more digital economy?
I've said a few times now, I think there are two outcomes from COVID that will be beneficial to us on the other side of this. Number one is we accelerated our utilization of technology way beyond what we probably would have done left to our own devices. And the second thing that I think will benefit us is that the desire for learning in community will be stronger than it has been in recent years. And I think those two things combined together provide us a really rich opportunity to adapt technology to enhance the learning environment. I heard Biz Stone, one of the founders of Twitter, one time say that technology exists to amplify the human experience, not replace it. And so I think we want to do the same. How do we leverage technology to amplify the learning that happens on this campus? And that's by and large a human experience. So I think that will be a good outcome. And in terms of how it will benefit our students long-term, you know, it's when you use technology, you become better at its utilization. And so that will, I know that I'm better on Zoom now than I was this time last
year.
Aren't
we all?
So I think just, exactly. I think just good application. It's almost like having an internship in technology this period. So I believe that's going to have individual and collective benefits for us all.
And this year has been transformative in so many ways, but leaders have really been pushed to transform themselves. Can you comment on how this year has transformed you?
Good question. I think learning to be patient about many of the challenges that we face, understanding that while we may be currently involved in the present crisis that is commanding our attention at that moment, we also, a few of us, need to be thinking about the future and the next opportunity and the next crisis. So that's been a good lesson for me. And I would say the other thing is, I've always had at my core being relatively a grateful person, but I've tried to practice gratitude more regularly during COVID. And I think that's just a good exercise for me personally and adds some value to both my work life and my personal life.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.